Well, I don't think I need to. Jesus, I know, definitely didn't need to, but he did it. Are you following Jesus today? Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to follow Jesus. Well, then why not be baptized? What, is it too humiliating for you? What is it? I mean, do you think, do you think that being baptized would show some sort of lack of faith on your part? I could see that, like people thinking, well, I believe I don't need to be baptized, so if I were to be baptized, it would show weakness and lack of faith. I don't think so, really. To me, it's a show of humility and acknowledgement of you know, our sinfulness and of our need to have it washed away. We do show his death, you know. We imitate his burial in our baptism. We are buried with him in baptism. Under the water. That's why we are buried with him in baptism. That's why people, you know, I never thought of it as much of a question, but the reason you ought to be immersed is because the scriptures say we are buried with him in baptism. So we should go under the water just as he was under the ground. That's the way I think of it. And what about the other baptism, Paul? You mentioned the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. You need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. And that is a little trickier, you know? You can't just go down to the local Holy Spirit stream and dip yourself in it. But some people treat the baptism of the Holy Ghost just like that. Oh, Lord, give me your Holy Spirit. Nothing happens. And then they say, okay, you've got it. Really? The moment you believed, it came. Really? Emperor, these are the finest clothes. Only the wisest can see them. That's what it is. They're spinning you a yarn. If you don't actually have something happen to you, and I know this, that for 10 years, I sought the God to enter into me. Not constantly, not like every day. But for the first 10 years of my adult Christian walk, and even when I was a child, I remember asking for the Holy Ghost. I remember asking for the gift of tongues at one point when I was very young. But later on, I didn't believe in tongues. When I became a student of the Shepherd's Chapel, I didn't believe in that because they taught it was gobbledygook and the flesh and all that. And I rejected that. And for 10 years, I sought that God would give me his Spirit. And I tried to believe hard. You know, like, I don't know anyone who's been a Christian very long and hasn't had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, like the apostles did, begins to wonder, you know, let's say you struggle with sin, right? And you begin to wonder about yourself. And you think, you know what, there's something to righteousness here in the scriptures. And I'm not supposed to be walking, if you're any type of serious Christian, you're going to start thinking about these holiness issues and these righteousness and godliness issues. And you're going to think, yeah, you know, I really want to put on all those good things. I want to be virtuous. I want to be some sort of man, you know? I don't want to be a sniveling, groveling, in the mud, muck and grime, filthy sinner, you know? You don't want to be that. But then you see continually that, well, you really still are. And so you think, maybe something's wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. I used to think that. And I would pray, God, if I'm missing something, Lord, please give me your Holy Spirit. I feel like I'm missing something. Lord, I want your Spirit. And I prayed many times with tears. And I never experienced anything. Nothing. Nothing at all. That went on for over 10 years. Nothing. I taught the Bible. I studied the Bible. I was a Bible student. I was a drunkard. I was other things, yeah, I had myriads of sins to my credit, and I was into the Bible. But when the Holy Spirit did come, finally, when that final sequence of events happened, and you can read about it on my website, I'm not going to go into depth now, I don't want to take forever with this. It was a powerful experience. I felt power come on me. And I began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And whatever people want to say about that, I know that it can be faked, right? I know that this, you know, it can be, but the thing is, it can be faked. And people, I suppose, can be tricked. But my thing for me is, this was not to persuade you. It was to persuade me. It was to let me know that the Holy Spirit was in me. And it came to me with power. Power on my hands, my ears, I literally felt this surging power suddenly come on me that was the most remarkable thing I'd ever experienced in my life. Before I spoke with tongues, there was this power comes on me. Literally, I could feel it. Now, not everyone experiences that. But, right? I know because other people have told me, and people looked at me weird because I told them that's what happened. I thought, oh, liar. And I'm saying this now, not to seem to make myself something. Because to me, it's like humiliating because I feel like people aren't going to believe me. They're going to think, he's just one of these guys that wants to draw attention to himself by saying, oh, God did this, that, the other. You know, I know it could have been aliens hovering above me in a flying saucer, zapping me with a ray of some sort, right? And laughing their rear ends off. Another religious experience. Yeah, I know. There are other explanations. I can't think of one naturalistic explanation because of the way it all occurred. It was not in a fit of I was emotional at the time, but it was not in like this. I hadn't worked. I was just standing there, you know. I was just standing there, and I said, "This is not going to happen." And then I said, "Well, Paul, you ought to have faith. If you just say it's not going to happen, nothing's going to happen. Why don't you just?" And I just prayed, "Lord Jesus, grant me my heart's desire." And then it started happening, and I almost couldn't believe it that something was happening, right? What I'm saying to you is, I can look at that, and I'm sorry for talking about myself so much here, but this is the way I relate it. Because I don't try to tell people, you need what I have. What I'm saying is, now that I have it, I can look at the experience of the apostles and say, my experience is similar to their experience. Similar. And the experience of others in the book of Acts who received the Holy Spirit. To some degree, it's similar. And I can look in the scriptures when it talks about tongues, like in Corinthians, and I taught that in 1 Corinthians chapter, 14 and stuff, right? About the tongues and so on and so forth. I see there, it's legitimate. And, it testified to me of the changes that happened to me. And not only that, it was not just the speaking in tongues and the power that came on me. But then I never had a problem with alcohol again, though I had one drink subsequent to that, but it was just a simple, single, very small amount. But after that, I already had power over it, and I decided I can't do this ever again because people look at me.